Well, thank you so much. That's right. We are Kim and Mike Birch with The Good Stuff, and delighted to be bringing that to you Monday through Friday, because I think we never have enough good stuff. Pause for a moment and give yourself time to discover Tri-State Livestock News. It is the cattleman's publication, you know, delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage. They've been doing it for decades, folks. It's a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. This publication has credentials and it warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News. It's available online at TSLN or in print.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in the Heart City area, in the Valentine area, in Cherry County, whether it's going to a museum like the Cherry County Historical Society, Centennial Hall, they're still open here into September anyway, early parts of the month, or the Bowering Ranch in Merriman, Nebraska. Check it all out with 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com.
Here is a piece by Carrie Bishop. It's called The Day After the County Fair. I'm wondering if this hasn't happened to you if you've had your county fair and it's all over. As I drive by, I look across and see the buildings there. So sad they look and empty now, the day after the county fair. The cars long gone, pickups too, the grounds are still and bare. The silence there is heavy, the day after the county fair. No children left to join their friends, no shouts of joy to share. The sandbox is abandoned, the day after the county fair. The volunteers are all relieved they have done more than their share. I hope they're appreciated the day after the county fair. The big red tent has been taken down, the tables stacked with care, panel fences unhooked and stored the day after the county fair. No horses to lope the arena, no calves to elude the snare, no children race with eggs and spoons the day after the county fair. The chickens and the bunnies gone. Back home till comes next year. The sheep are missing, cattle too, the day after the county fair. No ribbons left to mark the prize, no disappointed tears. They tried their best, but now they've left the day after the county fair. No snappy shirts or Wrangler jeans, no boots that show some wear. No baseball caps or cowboy hats the day after the county fair. So we sweep the floors and lock the doors and check the grounds with care. Before you know it, we'll be back for next year's county fair.
Well, that's kind of sad, but it kind of gives you hope, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. But I found it was really interesting because that happens to me every year after the county fair. It's like, it's so sad. There's nothing left. Everything's gone.
And a big thank you to all of those ag societies, fair boards, and the volunteers that make those county fairs happen out there across our 7-state listening area.
It takes a lot of them. We all know that.
Okay, what else do you have for us today?
I have got a good story, but I just want to preface it with this is not true, okay?
Okay.
So nobody come after me. Outside England's Bristol Zoo, there's a parking lot for 150 cars and 8 buses. After 25 years, its parking fees were managed by a very pleasant attendant. The fees for cars, $1.40, and for buses, about $7. Then one day, after 25 solid years of never missing a day of work, he just didn't show up. So the zoo management called the city council and asked it to send them another parking agent. The council did some research and replied that the parking lot was the zoo's own responsibility. The zoo advised the council that the attendant was a city employee. Oh, I think I see where this is going. The city council responded that the lot attendant had never been on the city payroll. Meanwhile, sitting in his villa somewhere on the coast of Spain or France or Italy is a man who'd apparently had a ticket booth installed completely on his own and then had simply begun to show up every day, commencing to collect and keep the parking fees, estimated at about $560 a day, for 25 years. Assuming 7 days a week, this amounts to just over $7 million. And no one knows his name.
Got me thinking there.
Yeah, it's a good story, but again, I put that out there. It's not true. Oh. Well, they say it's not true.
And that's the good stuff.